1-800-DUI-OA, now offering free remote consultations by phone or video conference for any criminal offense. Trust Brooke, Jeffrey, and Jose's friends with a free remote consultation. From Bradley Johnson Lawyers, visit 1-800-DUI-OA.com or call
1-800-DUI-OA.
We did a story the other day about how it seems like now everybody's got a side hustle going on.
Yeah, totally.
I work as a pilot for United, but my side hustle is writing fortune cookies only for the airport Panda Expresses.
That would be amazing.
Wow. Yeah.
So specific.
Kind of convenient, yeah, too.
Your flight is four minutes early.
Yeah. Find your niche, man.
I mean, you never know who's got a side business that they can't wait to tell you about. And we've got the proof, because today we call a guy whose boss just got fired, and I'm stepping in as the new head man with a little bit of a side hustle, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
You're going to hear it in your phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap.
And weekday mornings on the 20s.
Hello?
Hey, Nolan, this is Garrett Thomas.
Hey. Who's this again? I'm sorry.
This is Garrett Thomas. I'm I guess I'm your new boss.
Oh. Oh, hey, Garrett. Nice to meet you.
Hey, yeah. Nice to meet you, too. So, I'm curious, what happened to the other guy?
Man, I have no idea.
Yeah, I'm not really in the know here because I'm just coming from another branch.
We got the email. He's not working here anymore, and that's all we know.
You know what? They said the same thing about a guy over at my branch not too long ago. It turns out he was violating puppets at a toy store.
Whoa.
Yeah. Real freak.
Oh, wow, man. That's insane.
Yeah.
That's insane.
I'm being serious.
Gee.
He was making the noises of the puppet and everything. It was not pretty.
Oh, man. In a store. Oh, man.
Anyway. I know this is an unusual situation, me just kind of coming in here. And you and I have never met before, but corporate wants me to do your performance evaluation right now.
Really? Right now?
Apparently it's 3 weeks late.
Oh, wow.
I just have to ask you a couple questions about how you think you did in the past quarter.
Okay.
Okay? So on a scale of 1 to 5, how productive were you?
I'll tell you what. I think I led the division. As a matter of fact, I know it.
Oh, nice.
I'll say 5, man.
Right and 5 down. Perfect.
Cool.
You know, hey, by the way, just curious, would you be interested in some devil's claw diathamine?
Some devil's claw? Who? What?
You know, the devil's claw root from the grapple plant?
I have no idea, man. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, well, see, I got this side hustle where I'm selling this organic herbal vitamin. It's a great treatment for bladder disease.
I don't think I would need anything like that, but thanks for the offer.
Well, I mean, it's good for other things, like including childbirth. So
I don't think I have to worry about that.
Well, you can give it away as like a gift for like Christmas white elephant stuff or like a quinceañera.
Yeah.
People really love getting it. So can I put you down for a box? $50?
Oh.
Yeah, man. No, I don't. Yeah, no, I don't think so.
Sorry about that.
No worries.
I guess let's get back to your review then.
Yeah, sure.
So, okay. I know you said 5 for productivity, but I'm going to go ahead and knock that down to 3 and say needs improvement.
Whoa. We just agreed on 5, man.
Look, we can always get better, right?
Well,
always room for improvement.
I led the branch in productivity. I would say
Well, I don't know that. You know, that's just something that you said, and I haven't seen the reports or anything. I can't just take you at your word for that.
Yeah, does this have anything to do with me not buying this vitamin thing that you're got a side hustle on?
Hey, no, that's totally separate.
You said 5, and then after, you know, I kind of declined your offer, it went to 3.
Well, if I'm being honest, you do sound a little bit indecisive.
But
and maybe you could turn it around if you had a little dung quai.
What?
It's a plant root. Mostly they find it over in Japan, but it's been shown to boost estrogen levels by over 500%.
Right. Last time I checked, I don't need to boost my estrogen levels.
Oh. Well, that's okay. It's also good for people with tired blood. Is your blood sleepy?
I don't even know what tired blood is, man.
Okay. Well, let me just put you down for 2 boxes then.
Yeah, how about not?
That'll be $100.
You're not listening to me, man. I am not interested.
That's what everybody says. I'm not interested until they have a mouthful of dung quai.
No, man. I don't need a mouthful of dung quai. Can we just finish this review?
Okay. I don't normally do this, but I can get some from the Korean black market for $30 cheaper.
It's not a price, man. You know
so
what?
You want to, like, Venmo me $70?
either get back to the review or let's call this call off.
That's what you want to do, then okay. We're just going to, I'm going to fill out the rest of your review myself here. I don't really need your input at this point.
Wait, like you're going to fill in my review on your own with no input from me?
Well, I was taking your input, but then you got kind of aggressive with me.
Aggressive?
And I noted that down in your performance review here.
Dude, you've been trying to sell me something during my job performance review.
Right there. You just raised your voice at me for no reason.
This is really not professional, dude.
Yeah, exactly. That's what your friend Kurt said.
Kurt, did you have Kurt's review before mine?
Yeah, I had to review his idea to do this prank call on you.
Wait.
Because this is actually Jeff. I'm a radio host on a show called Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Oh, my God.
We're doing a phone tap on you, dude.
Come on, really?
Seriously.
Come on, man.
Your friend Kurt set you up.
I got everybody here in Cubicle City looking at me right now.
Yeah, because they all heard about the deal I'm giving on Dung Quai. They want it.
You're killing me, man.
No, your lack of estrogen levels is what's killing you. So can I put you down for 3 boxes? Premium Dung Quai.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.